Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to the Speakeasy on 97.1 The Freak.
Make sure you go to 97.1thefreak.com. Sign up for Wednesday's free fall event where you just guess the loser. Who will have to do the 6 p.m. hour all by themselves? 8 hosts all in studio. It's 7 a.m. all throughout the day. We'll have game shows all throughout the day. And then the winner will get to go home of each game. Mm-hmm. And it'll just narrow down. And I expect it to be pretty tribal in here. I think things...
We're going to start eating each other.
I think things are going to get nuts. I think people are going to turn on each other. We'll see if people try to tag. Maybe they try to form an alliance. Things like that. It's going to be crazy. Wednesday is a must-listen event here on 97.1 The Freak. And you have a chance to win a new big TV for the big game brought to you by Chiba Hut. Just go to 97.1thefreak.com. Guess who you think will lose. And then you're in a drawing with those other people. And, yeah, so there you go. We've got some great stuff coming up. Some more Kyrie Irving stuff in an hour and 30 minutes. Everything you need to know about last night's Grammys. But right now, boy, did Jeff have an event this weekend in his kitchen. Jeffrey time is now.
In my kitchen.
Y'all need to take a hit of this Jeffrey.
Maybe you pull up some audio
I'm
here.
On the Jeffrey too. What's
his name? Why the f*** is it called a Jeffrey?
That's the joy of the Jeffrey, you see. It goes away, but then... It comes back!
Can I have the audio cord?
Yeah, man.
This is Jeffrey time.
Julie?
And during Jeffrey time...
Jeff, Julie, there's
look,
the cord.
Yeah. Let me teach you some things about Jeffrey time. One, I'm Jeff. I have ADHD. And it kicked in when you said the word kitchen.
Dude, good for you having HD. I just now got HD, and it's great.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. I'll never go back to standard deaf. I'm going to stay with the ADHD. Do you guys remember when... What is his name? Is it David Bennett? Phil Bennett.
The Baylor coach, Phil Bennett?
No. This is a guy that was the coach at Coastal Carolina back in the day. I'm going to tell everybody.
The Dogs.
Yeah. I'm going to save everybody's life here in a minute. But before I do that, don't pop me up yet because there might be an ad. But you said the word kitchen. And the only thing I think about when I hear the word kitchen is this post-game press conference from, I believe it was, don't worry about it, Coach Bennett. At Coastal Carolina, because the word kitchen is in this talk, and it's my favorite coach talk of all time. I think I'm good here, Matt. Ready? Here we go.
Trying to get our two boys ready to carry them to golf tournament for practice, right? 12 cats live across the road. Our door's open. Screen's broke. We need to get a new screen door, but the screen's broke. So you can come in through the screen, but you can't get back out of it. I turn and look. There's a little kitty cat in our kitchen. So I said, what are you doing in here, little kitty cat? Kitchen. By that time, the cat turns, tries to get back out. That screen won't go that way. Cat starts going, meow, all crazy. And I told our players, we need more dogs. Bo's barking in the back. I have to go shut Bo up. Mel's like, what's going on? I said, it's a cat in the house. Cat in the house? I said, yeah, there's a cat in the house.
Yep.
So I told our players, I tried to let it out the front door. Meow, meow. The cat's still going crazy in there. And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Yeah, looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog.
Wow.
It's Coach Bennett.
He's very anti-cat.
And what happened to him?
Well, there's a cat in the house. He ended up somewhere else. I think he's still coaching.
Not the coach there anymore, though.
In our kitchen. And you had to hear that because you said the word kitchen.
Yes. Kitchen.
This audio segment of former Coach Bennett brought to you by ADHD. This is going to be a PSA about appliances because I feel like people need them.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
Learn something new every day about an appliance.
The air fryer has been all the rage for a while now.
Yeah, man.
I'd never partook. I'd never had an air fryer.
Yeah, welcome to 2019, bro.
Thanks, man. But once upon a time, I did have a toaster oven, which I got to tell you, not all that different.
Not all that great.
But I have an air fryer now, and I went all the way. This is a full Ben Rogers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay? Ben Rogers, Ben and Skin Show 11-3. He'll find something, and then that just becomes his identity. I loved when he went country and bought an F-350 dually and boots and a hat. And I think he sold them all on Craigslist 6 weeks later. But I decided I'm going for the air fryer thing. I'm being an air fryer man. So I put out the call on the internet, and the internet helped me. Guy sent me a DM. He was like, this is the best air fryer on planet Earth. The best. And he was like, if you don't believe me, here's a link to a lady who's an air fryer YouTuber. She said, she says it's the best.
Air fryer YouTuber.
So I paid $209 for a 6.8 quart air fryer.
Then you asked us for suggestions and then told us after we gave you a bunch of suggestions, then you told us you'd already bought one.
Yeah.
That's the crime to me.
Patch on, clear minds can't lose.
Because you asked us a question when you'd already done it.
Here's the thing about radio. Sometimes you have an idea of something to bring up that has come across your plate and into your stratosphere. And for me, that was the air fryer. And I thought, man, this would be a great conversation.
And it was.
But then I'd bought it.
You're not a
patient
man.
But I was like, I'm not going to let the fact that I bought it kill the conversation. So I still went with the conversation. Because there's a lot of air fryers. Some of them have the racks.
Yeah.
Some of them have the basket.
All kinds.
And I went with the 6.8 quart basket Kosori Air Pro 76.3.4, okay. The finest air fryer in the country. Nay, the world.
Okay.
It arrives at the house. And I go, hey there, air fryer. And it kind of looks like a safe, but with a handle to pull out the basket. Mm-hmm. And so then I acquired some chicken wings.
Okay.
All right? And I'm like, it's time.
What'd you trade for them?
It's time to debut the air fryer. American currency. Via electronic purchase.
You got the racks?
No racks.
Trays?
Basket.
Just one basket.
Big basket.
All right, that's good.
All right. So I get the basket. And I said, it's time to air fry. So I took it out of the box. I opened it up and took to look at how the basket looks, and it's got some of that, whatever that white paper is that they use to pack things. I take that out, and I'm like, oh, that probably doesn't need to cook.
Take the paper out.
And good so I get the wangs.
Did you get some Pam?
What?
Did you get some Pam?
Pan?
Pam.
Pan?
Yeah, there's not a D on the end. Did you spray that with the oil, cooking oil?
No.
Oh, you're supposed to spray it.
I'm a minimalist.
That was a Step Brothers moment.
That's what I was doing.
Pam?
I can help you with the Pam situation. And so I break out the wangs. I Google. Because here's the thing about the air fryer is you get an air fryer, but it doesn't mean you know what to do with it.
Oh, no.
So like you can flip through the book and it says chicken.
Yeah.
This temperature, this time. And I'm like, okay, but is that for a tendy? Is that for a full breast? Is that for the party wings? Is this for a full wing? I don't know. So I asked the internet.
I thought the guy sent you the link of the YouTube lady.
I'm not going to watch it. I was just using her as validation for the fryer I bought. So I slapped the wings in there. And
what'd you get, 380?
I started at 390, but then I decided that's not a round enough number for me, so I just I took it to 400.
You can do that.
And so I was going 400, 20 minutes.
Did you flip them?
About 6 minutes in. I know you flip about halfway through. But
shake.
About,
mine, you shake.
I could shake.
You do the shake.
I shake most things, but on wings, it's just easy to flip them over.
I do a full flip.
Yeah.
And I do it without any utensil help, which means you have to do it real fast.
It's a fun challenge.
Because I'm grabbing onto it and it's going to burn the hell out of you. But try, I got one. And it's like, all right, five more. Take a break.
You need some tongs.
But I own tongs.
Tongs are fun.
I just don't use them. So about 6 minutes into my 20, I'm planning to flip at 10, but I'm like, that's a strange smell for chicken wings. I don't know if that's...
Did you leave in there more paper?
It's not the normal chicken wing smell. So I go and I pull it out, and there's little flakes of burnt paper floating around.
I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
So I pull out the whole basket. And this is a Kasori 3.7 Air Pro 4. 7. Bluetooth, 12 settings, top of the line.
Full of paper.
And so I pull that out.
The part of their gimmick.
Turns out that in the packaging process, there's also a piece of cardboard that sits between the bottom burner and the basket. It's literally on fire.
Oh, it's the best one. It's the best air fryer. The guy said the number one air fryer.
It's not. Wait. Let's pause here. This is not the air fryer's problem. This is operator error. This is not fully inspecting your air fryer before using it, plugging it into a wall and firing electricity through it.
Yeah.
Because you get so antsy about your chicken wings.
Yeah. Wings. My wings.
You cannot make sure that you got out all of the paper.
Yeah. Just cardboard.
Was the cardboard needed to be in there, though? I'm kind of with you on this one.
Was it hidden at all?
I'm sure it's a thing that was... Okay, so the way that I inspected it is I pulled out the basket
quickly
to where I could see inside where the basket is, and then there's, you know, the packaging, and you take that out. But I never fully removed the basket, or I would have seen that between bottom burner
and basket
is piece of cardboard. So now the cardboard's on fire.
Oh, my goodness.
And once again...
Can't be trusted with anything.
I don't have tongs. Well, I do have tongs.
You said you had tongs.
I do have tongs, but I wasn't using them to do anything. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm in a hurry because there's a fire in the kitchen.
Yeah, you're in a hurry.
In our kitchen.
How big flame?
I would say the cardboard had many holes in it, was charred and flaking, and many of those flakes had invaded the cave that is the air fryer.
Uh-huh.
And I had individual flames in about four parts on it.
Were you alone?
Just little ones. I was by myself. And so I did what
do you ask that so
it's
creepy.
More embarrassing if you're not alone.
Right.
And so I did what anybody would do. I just pulled the cardboard out while it was on fire and walked through the house with it on fire to the backyard and tossed it in the chimney.
I thought you might toss it in the pool.
I thought about it.
Or the snow. Was it still icy?
I don't remember.
It'd be good and for so a fire situation.
It only burned me a little bit. And so then I go back in.
And you're like, can I eat these wings?
And I'm wondering that. Sure, there was cardboard on fire inside the device for about 6 minutes while they were cooking. But, I mean, you have stuff on fire when you make wings anyway. When you smoke them, they literally cook in smoke.
Yeah.
And so I did what anybody would do. I removed the full basket, but I wasn't going to take the real time to clean. So I treated the air fryer like a Nintendo game and just kept going, blowing in it to get the flakes to fly out. And I got most of them out, and I put the wings back in for 4 more minutes, flipped them, cooked them for 10, and I got to tell you, they were effing delicious. So if you're looking to add some flavor to your wings, may I recommend a chunk of cardboard?
A chunk of cardboard.
Put that in your air fryer while you're cooking.
My gosh, you're such like a college kid. He's
learning.
just moved out on his own and is trying to figure out life and how to cook.
I am incredibly incapable of doing what normal humans do in a lot of ways. Yeah. Never crossed my mind to maybe open this thing up and see what's in it. It was just like, well, got an air fryer. Plug it in, throw some wings in.
It's literal trial by fire.
Yep.
Which, kind of how you have to learn things in life, right?
Yeah, it worked out, though. Now, here comes the challenge, because I'm sure you're supposed to clean it afterwards, but I haven't cleaned it.
Yeah, you
I just
need
keep
to clean
cooking
it.
Stuff.
Yeah, you'll get mites if you don't clean it.
Ew.
Well, then I'll just get mice to take care of the mites, and then I'll get a skunk to take care of the mice.
You're going
to
have a skunk, a mouse, and a mite and all in your air fryer working on each other.
And the dog will take care of the skunk.
See, then you're welcoming in the food chain in your house. And you just stay out of the food chain.
And then there's a cat in the house. You got to be more like a dog.
That prison. We bought a bunch of cats to get rid of the mice, and now the cats are reproducing.
Mm-hmm. So that's the tale of the air fryer. At my house.
That's
which I love.
Really sad. You worked so hard to get that air fryer, and then you left the cardboard in it when it finally came time to use it.
Yeah. Well, and because I got the tank, I got the best air fryer ever made. And there's a lot of room in 6.8 quarts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So then I have now reheated pizza in the air fryer.
Solid, huh?
Boy, hot dog now.
I've did a hot dog in the air fryer.
I have not put a hot dog in the air fryer. I was just saying hot dog about the pizza.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Because, man,
you
I just hit the
whole pizza in?
I did. Well, I put in two large slices.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And I can fit two large slices side by side in there.
Oh, this is a homemade hot dog.
And I have not had a hot dog yet.
There's a hot dog in there.
But I did do two pieces of pizza reheated. And you just hit the reheat button, and it knows what to do. It's like, that sounds like 350 for 5 minutes, sir. Will that work? And I'm like, you tell me. And it's like, yep. And so I did that, and it was so tasty. And I didn't start any fires that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was really good. That was a more positive experience. And so now I'm an air fryer man with nothing inside it that's going to burn the house down, and we're just in a good spot.
You got through the early season woes, right?
Mm-hmm.
You learned through it. You've adjusted now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And now you're becoming a better air fryer.
You've overcame adversity.
Yes. Thank you. This is Jeffrey time on the Speakeasy on 97.1 The Freak.
Jalen Hurts wasn't good in his first year, Jeff, but now look at him. He's going to the Super Bowl.
And I was only bad at it for 6 minutes.
Yeah.
I've been good since minute seven with the air fryer, really. Other thing from over the weekend that I did want to bring up, because it just crossed my mind while I was watching something on the telly. I watched Bellator, because Bellator, I didn't realize, was on big CBS. I think of fight stuff as being pay-per-view. Matt's making a face at me. You're watching Bellator? Yeah, buddy. Me and you, big combat sport guys.
I actually caught some, too.
Okay. So I didn't know it would be on CBS, except... So I have an ex-girlfriend who is still a friend named Amanda Guerra, who works for CBS and for Bellator, and she does all the Bellator events.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw on the social, like, on CBS, and I was like, well, does that mean CBS Sports Network? Or, and it was on big CBS, Fedor's last fight, one of the finest MMA men of all time.
Yeah,
Fedor. And so I checked it out, and if you're looking for a breakdown of any of the fights, you've come to the wrong place. But if you're looking for weird questions about MMA, you've come to the right place.
Unless you've gone to Matt.
I think Matt could break it down. Matt, you feel free to throw in wherever your expertise is needed here.
Y'all just made my day.
So I'm watching the MMA, and I realize I enjoy the MMA, except my empathy button is mashed down too hard. And so, like, there's one fight where this guy, it's not like it means you lose a fight if you start bleeding, but I think he got cut on the forehead, and now his face is just a sheet of blood. And I'm like, can somebody please stop this thing and stitch him up or give him a Band-Aid, and then we can get back to it? Because we're bleeding everywhere here. We're going to bleed out.
I was a little shocked at how much blood was just spewing everywhere on CBS. Yeah. It was odd to see it on CBS 11.
It's all over the mat. Their feet are slipping. And like anytime
that was wild.
Like when a guy loses the fight and is literally unconscious, I'm like, yeah, that's part of MMA. But when a guy gets wobbled and there's just blood going down his face, I'm like, oh.
Dude, if it was on CBS Sports Network or CBS HQ or whatever, I wouldn't have blinked. Because I've seen the blood before, right, on fights like this.
Mm-hmm.
When it's all over.
Yeah.
But seeing it on CBS was really shocking.
Yeah. Well, and so
I also, those guys have a lot of hard names to pronounce.
Has the most punchable face?
Amanda did a really good job of saying those names.
That's why I said Fedor.
Emelianenko?
Maybe?
Butcher. Fedor Emelianenko.
And apparently, like, the best ever back in the Pride days and whatever, the longest heavyweight winning streak, whatever. I will say this. We also got to stop people from fighting when they don't need to be fighting anymore. Because he just got his ass whipped, and there was nothing fun about it.
46.
There's got to be an age limit.
He had a belly compared to the other guy, though.
Yeah,
but he's always had a belly.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it's always he's bit. Never been like ripped ever. Okay.
Well, that's the thing about Russian people. Like, I feel like the American person is what we're used to, and somehow Russians, without looking like they're punching hard, can hit harder, and they can get hit a lot, and they don't have to look like they're in shape to be good at fighting. That's just what they got going.
The guy he was going up against was ripped. I never watched that stuff, like hardly ever, but I just checked in because I saw the same thing. I was like, let's see if Amanda's popping in here.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it was on CBS National.
It was Fedor's last stand, which should have been a decade ago. But anyway...
And it's not a good last stand.
Two big questions that came out of that for me, MMA related. One, at what point in the average fighter's life do they decide, you know what? My career? I want to beat people's ass, not get in trouble. And I don't know.
You probably know that.
These guys start training at like 8, or do they get in trouble at school and like your punishment, like in the movie Shrinking or in the TV show Shrinking? It's like, let's take you to an MMA gym. You can try to beat people up there. That's my question number one. And the other thing that I think jumped out to me is, man, they're in really good shape. Because if you've ever been in a fight, ever in your life, you probably think it lasted an hour, and it really lasted 11 seconds. How in the hell you can fight for 25 minutes, I don't know, because that is exhausting. I, one time in my life, in somebody's backyard after a few beers, it was like, we got boxing gloves. Who wants to box each other? Yeah. And so I was like, hey, you box that guy. And I was like, cool, you got it. And the rounds were 30 seconds. And I got to tell you, on the scorecard, I was up 10-9 after one round, 30 seconds.
Exhausted.
And when they're like, all right, go again, I was like, he wins. And they're like, what do you mean? And I was like, I got nothing left. And that was 30 seconds. And these people fight for 20. Get out of here.
That's the how you get the old rope-a-dope technique.
Yeah.
Come waste your punches now. I'll get you in the end.
Yeah, if you don't get knocked unconscious, I bet in a normal fight, if you just are very passive for 60 seconds, you now have them at your mercy.
I was like, these guys have got to be transmitting each other's diseases to each other.
That's what Rocky's idea was.
Yeah.
He got beat up a lot in the process, but he let him wear, wear him out a little bit.
Yep. And so there's MMA talk.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, except for when they were bleeding.
I got to tell you, Matt, I watched Amanda's report, watched about 3 minutes of a fight, and I was like, I'm on to something else.
Yeah.
Oh,
because, you know,
it's not for everybody.
See people fight before.
It's intense.
You know?
There's one guy.
It can be graphic at times.
There was a title fight, and it was a Ukrainian guy that was in the title fight. And early on, I was like, oh, man, he's got a shot at this thing. But then later on, it was like, no, this other guy's kind of worn you down, and he's clearly a good wrestler and whatnot. And so for the last round, it was spent with one dude. He would hold on to him, and then he would dump truck him onto the ground, and then the guy would get back up, and he would grab him, and he would dump truck
that's
him
where they lose
onto
me.
The ground.
The holds. That's where I get lost, the holds.
I'm just like,
that's
I'm,
boring to me. Like, keep fighting.
There's tech.
Keep kicking and punching.
I would stop.
They're grabbing each other and choking each other
out.
Well,
that's why
fun.
You should watch, like, kickboxing. Watch kickboxing. Well, it's all striking.
I'm just going to tell you, the third time that you pick me up off the ground.
Out.
And slam me down.
I'm good.
I'm not getting up again.
I'm getting paid either way.
Because I'm clearly more tired. You're winning. You get to do this whenever you want. I've lost. I would tap out without injury. I would tap out if you didn't get a chokehold in. And I'd be like, God, you're squeezing the hell out of my chin. I'm done. This hurts.
Did you see the dude get knocked out with the elbow?
I saw a guy.
I tweeted it out, if not.
I saw a guy throw an elbow in one of these fights, the spin around backwards elbow, and it missed. And I was like, if that landed, I think that would have decapitated the guy.
You could kill a guy.
The elbows are what really cut people up, and things get bloody. Yeah.
There's your inside MMA
talk
fun. With Jeff, your new MMA insider and air fryer champion. I'm sorry.
Random topics.
That's Jeffrey time.
I love it.
Who lost the Grammys bet on our show?
I don't know.
We don't know.
We'll confirm. That is next on 97.1 The Freak.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.